Good morning. Today is Monday, 5th of Teves, January 18th. We are finishing up the 19th parak of Mesilas Yesharim, page 408 in the Art Scroll edition. He says, V'amnam od ikar sheni yesh bekavanas ha-chasidus. He says, there is a second guiding principle regarding chasidus. Specifically, kavanas ha-chasidus regarding the intent necessary for chasidus, v'hu tovas hador. That is, a person should intend for the benefit of the generation in which one lives. Your kavana shouldn't only be for yourself, but also l'tovas hador. Shehine ra'oi l'chol chasid sheyiskaven b'ma'asav l'tovas dora kulo. That a chasid should have in mind while performing his good deeds, that they be for the benefit of his entire generation. L'zakos osam u'lahagen aleyam. To be a merit for them and to protect them. This comes from a pasuk in Yeshaya, tell the righteous person that it is good, for they shall eat the fruit of their deeds. The entire generation eats from the fruits of the righteous person's deeds. Everybody benefits from a righteous person in their generation. When it says, when Moshe sent spies, the Meraglim, into Eretz Canaan, to see if there's a tree or not. Chazal say a tree means, are there righteous people who will protect them? Bitsira, shezeu ritzono shel makom, shir chasidei Yisrael mezakim u'mechaprim al kol shar hamadregos shebahem. This is the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that the chasidim of Yisrael should bring merit and atone for all of the people in their generation. V'hu ma sha'amar zecharnam levracha belulav u'minav, yavo eila v'chapar al eila. This is the imagery presented in the Dalet Minim, that the Minim represent different people, different types of Jews. Let the righteous Jews, represented by the Esro, come and help bring kapara for the other Minim. She'en HaKadosh Baruch Hu chafetz ba'avdan arishayim, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not want the wicked to die. Ela mitzvah mutelas ala chasidim lishtadal zakosam l'chaper aleihem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants the righteous to try help bring atonement and bring schus for those who need it. And where do you accomplish this? In your intent. When a person does mitzvos, he should be thinking, let it help other people. And in his tfilos, that he should be davening for kapara for his generation and for tshuva, for those who need to do tshuva. Ulamit sanagar la dar kulo, and to advocate in defense of the entire generation. This is a very intricate sugya about davening for other people to do tshuva. How exactly does it work? What about their bechira chafshis? The Chazon Ish thinks it works midin arvos, that the same way you can daven for yourself to do tshuva, you can daven for others because we're all connected. Moshe Feinstein thinks that it's that the tefillah is for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to help bring inspiration to other people or reduce the obstacles or challenges, spiritual challenges in their lives. But what we see, and the Mesilas Yesharim here quotes Brachos Daf Yud, is where Rabbi Meir davened for his wicked neighbors to do tshuva, that you can daven for other people to do tshuva, and you should have in mind the good of other people when you do mitzvos and when you daven. That even Gavriel did not regain entry into the heavenly curtain until he advocated on behalf of Klal Yisrael, and with Gidon as well. Ki ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu ohev, this is a very important line, ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu ohev el mi she'ohev es Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves only those who love Yisrael. L'chol ma she'adam magdil avas al Yisrael, and to the extent that you magnify or increase your love for Klal Yisrael, gam HaKadosh Baruch Hu magdil alav. HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves you. HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves those who love his children. Ve'elahim aroim amitim shel Yisrael, she'HaKadosh Baruch Hu chafetz bem harbe, she'mosrim atzma maltsona v'darshim mishtadlam ashlomam v'tovasam v'chol hadvarim, hadrachim. And anybody who thinks like this is called a roeh, somebody who's like a shepherd. He thinks about the sheep, about Klal Yisrael. Ba'omdim tamid b'peres l'ispalalim v'vatel egzeres ha'kashat v'tach alem shari ha'bracha, halama zedam la'av she'en o'ev shum adam yosr mishu roeh she'o'ev esbanav av anamenes. Like a parent, if you like their children, then they automatically like you. Someone who killed Bishogig had to stay in Galus until the Kohen Gadol died. What is the connection with the Kohen Gadol and this person killing Bishogig? The Gemara says, because the Kohen Gadol has to some extent, is responsible for everything that happens under his watch, because he is responsible to be Mavakesh Racham im Aldoro. V'chein Amru, Hu Gavr Da'achle Arya Berichuk Tlas Parsi, the Rabbi Yeshua Ben Levi, V'leishtai Le'yau Ba'adei, Arilacha Achova Mutelas Al-Chasidim Mavakesh Al-Ishtado Al-Bnei Doram, the Rabbi Yeshua Ben Levi, who used to have visits from Eliyahu Anavi. There was a tragedy happened pretty far away from his hometown, and Eliyahu Anavi didn't come for 3 days, because if something bad happened, then the tzaddik of that generation, to some degree, is held responsible. You see here, there's an obligation on the chasidim, the righteous people of each generation, to advocate and do whatever they can on behalf of their generation. He says, I've given you the chapter head, so to speak, and now it's up to each person to decide how to implement the concept of chasidus in the proper manner based on these fundamental principles. We have finished chapter 19. Tomorrow we will start the 20th parak. Have a wonderful day, everyone.